ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Shankara in the 68th shloka spoke about two different visions, the world and the reality of Brahman. Those are the two visions that a person can have, or with the people of the world, the people in the world. We can categorize people into two categories. One as jnanis, who know the reality of Brahman, and the second, ajnanis, who are not aware of the reality of Brahman and thereby consider the nanatvam, the dvaitam that is seen as real. So between these two people there are two visions. The jnani sees the world as Brahman because everything is nothing but Brahman. Brahman alone exists. Whatever is seen, whatever is heard, whatever is not seen, everything is Brahman alone, because Brahman is the only reality. Yasmin sarvani bhutani hyatmatvena vijanataha. So that is the vision of the jnani, one who sees everything as Brahman because he knows that it is one Brahman that has become the entire world. It is one Brahman that is seen as the dual world. The duality is only Nama Rupam, whereas reality is Brahman alone. The underlying reality is Brahman alone. That is the vision of the Jnani. Whereas the Ajnani doesn't apprehend the substratum of the world, which is Brahman. He gets deluded into the Nama Rupam. They say Ajnani sees the world as Nanatvam. He sees the world as dual. The world as being composed of different entities which are constantly changing, and thereby he seeks happiness, he seeks anandam, he seeks sukham in the objects of the world because he considers them as real. He is not able to apprehend the fact that the world is anityam asukham lokam, that the world is anityam and asukham, temporary as well as sorrowful. Thereby he goes behind sensual pleasures, considering the sense objects as real, thereby thinking that they will give him bliss. So with respect to a jnani and an ajnani, a jnani sees everything as Brahman, whereas the ajnani sees everything as different from one another. Even as a jnani, a knower of the rope that is lying on the way, sees the rope as rope, whereas an ignorant person who doesn't know that it is rope, he sees it as a snake. So vision of reality and vision of illusion. Vision of reality is seeing everything as Brahman, seeing everything as Namarupam in Sachidananda Swarupa Brahman. And vision of illusion is seeing just the Nama Rupam and considering them as real. Vision of reality will lead us to Anandam, whereas vision of illusion will lead us to more and more Dukkam. Vision of illusion will make us take birth again and again, thereby it will keep us immersed in the ocean of Samsara, which is characterized by Avidya Kama Karmam. So because of ignorance, a person seeks perfection, he seeks Anandam, he forgets that his very nature is Anandam, he is Brahman, because Brahman alone exists, thereby his nature is Anandam. Being unaware of the fact that he is Ananda Swarupam, he searches for Anandam in the external world, he desires, so Kamam starts, and Karmam, he does action. He does Karmam, more and more Karmam, seeking perfection, seeking bliss, seeking contentment, but he doesn't get it from the sense objects. So karma and phalam goes again and again. When a person does more and more karma and he desires more and more, birth will have to be taken. So at the end of this birth, if a person is not able to be content, if desires are still left in the person, then he will have to take another birth in order to fulfill those desires. Since he is ignorant of the real fact that his nature is anandam, thereby he desires anandam in one or the other form. And because he is ignorant, he doesn't know the source of anandam. He doesn't know that Brahman is ananda swarupam, that Brahman is my own nature, and the way to it is seeing everything as Brahman. So he doesn't know that, thereby he seeks worldly objects. So he desires more and more things in the world, thereby he takes birth again and again. So he is totally immersed in the ocean of samsara, never to come out of it. So he takes birth and death, jana punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatade shayanam eha samsare bahudustare kripaya pare pahi munare punarapi jananam punarapi maranam, again birth, again death, punarapi janani jatade shayanam, again in the womb of a mother. Iha samsare bahudustare, this samsara is very tough to conquer, very tough to cross over. But kripaya pare pahi murare, through kripai, through grace of Lord, we can cross over. That grace, a person becomes eligible for the grace when he sees everything as that Ishvara, everything as Brahman. So thus we have vision of reality, which is followed by a jnani leading to anandam, and vision of illusion that is followed by an ajnani leading to dukkham. And an ajnani, since an ajnani sees worldly objects as real and he doesn't perceive the substratum of Atman as distinct from whatever is seen, thereby he superimposes the body onto the self. So the first, when a person is ignorant of Brahman, ignorant of his own nature of Atman and that Atman alone exists, Nanatvam starts. It starts with the body because we are attached to the body. So he considers the body as Atman. So because he is not able to distinguish between, there is no vivekam. Vivekam nitya nitya vastu vivekam. Therefore he mixes Atman and Anatman. Anatman is the Namarupam of the world. The the entire entities of the world, Namarupam, various Namarupam, they start with our body, which is the first Namarupam that we are attached and associated with. So Shankara in the next few shlokas will be explaining as to how a person sees the Atman as the body, how a person superimposes the Atman as the body, considering the body as real, considering body as the Atman, as his own nature. That is because of illusion. So in the very next shloka, in the 69th shloka, Shankara says as to how an ajnani is unaware, is not able to distinguish the Atman and Anatman, the Atman Sachidananda Swarupam and the Anatman of the nature of Namarupam. And because of that, he superimposes the Atman on the body. So he sees the Atman as the body. So the body is considered as the Atman. Atman and body are mixed together, so the body is Atman. So if we ask an ajnani, who are you, he will give descriptions of his body. He will give descriptions as to how aged he is, how beautiful he is, and all those things. So that happens because of ignorance of the Atman. Ignorance of the Atman leads to a person not being able to distinguish the Atman and Anatman. Thereby, the Anatman is considered the Atman, the body is considered the Atman, the various Namarupam in the world are considered to be real as the Atman. So once body is considered Atman, when body is considered Atman, then the entities of the world are also considered as real. and therefore they become my entity. Either I like them or I dislike them. So it starts, everything starts from there. So in the very next shloka, Shankara speaks about how a person mixes the Atman and Anatman, and then the next four shlokas, next five shlokas after that, Shankara speaks about, gives examples, illustrations about how a person mixes the Atman and Anatman, how a person considers the body as the Atman. So considering Dehoham, considering the Deha to be one's nature, Deha to be the Atman is the cause of all bondage. If we are able to get rid of the notion that I am the body, then there will be no attachment or association with any Namarupam. Thereby, that means Namarupam will be considered to be unreal. When that happens, then a person realizes the underlying substratum, the ultimate reality of Brahman, which is the only reality present. So in the 69th shloka, Shankara says about how a person fails to differentiate the Atman and the Anatman. Yataiva mrinmaya kumbaha tadvaddehopi chinmayaha Atmanatma vibhagoyam mudhaiva kriyate budhaihi. Yataiva, yataiva mrinmayaha kumbaha. Even as a person, even as the jar, even as the kumbham, kumbham means jar or pot. So even as the pot, mrinmayaha, is all mud, is filled with mud. We know that, we have discussed in earlier parts of the work, that a pot is only a namarupam in mud. So even as pot is namarupam in mud, similarly dehopi chinmayaha, deha also is chinmayam. Deha is also filled with consciousness. Why? Because everything that we perceive is only a namarupam in chit, in consciousness. But then what is the fault of considering myself as the deham? If deham is chinmayam, then why not consider myself as deham? Dehoham is good then, because deham is also chit. So dehoham is equivalent to chidoham, or I am chit. Then what's the fault with such a vision? When we say that a pot is mrinmayam, and similarly deham is chinmayam, it is not just the deham that is chinmayam. The moment we say the deham is chinmayam, deham is a namarupam in chit, then we say, we understand that chit alone is real and deham is anityam. And along with that, along with deham to be chin, along with considering the deham as chinmayam, the entire world also will be considered as chinmayam. If the entire world is considered as chinmayam, then there is no dukkham, there is no nanatum, everything is advaitam, there is no ragadvesham. But a person who considers himself as the deham, as the Atman as the deham, so I am the deham, with that notion, it is also similar to considering the deham as chinmayam. But for an ajnani, I am deham, when he considers I am deham, then he fails to apprehend the chit beneath it. Therefore, since he is unable to apprehend I as Atman and that Atman as deham, therefore he considers the Namarupam aspect as real. He fails to acknowledge the Sachidanandam aspect. So that is the fault. When a jnani sees everything as Brahman, a jnani sees even the body as Brahman, but an ajnani sees his body as himself. He doesn't see his body as, he doesn't recognize his I, or whatever we call as aham, that as Brahman. Since he doesn't consider I as Brahman, thereby he thinks he is a namarupam, thereby like all problems start. So it's a subtle difference between an ajnani's vision and a jnani's vision. Jnani considers everything as Brahman, and ajnani considers the namarupam as real. So even as the mud or kumbham is mrinmayam, similarly deham is also chinmayam. Deham is also filled with chit because it is namarupam in chit. So a person who, a jnani, knows that the deham is Brahman, I am deham. But the ajnani considers that I am deham. The jnani knows I am also deham. Why? Because everything is me alone. So whatever is there in the world, that is me alone. And since the deham is chinmayam, even as the pot is mrinmayam, therefore, similarly, like a ajnani differentiates the Atman and Anatman. So Atma Anatma Vibhagaha I am Atma Anatma Vibhagaha. This differentiation of Atman and Anatman kriyate abudaihi. An ignorant person does this Vibhagam. He distinguishes the Atman and the Anatman mudaiva, with no purpose. So if he is able to distinguish or differentiate the Atman and Anatman, then he has Vivekam. If he has Vivekam, then he would recognize himself as Brahman. But that is not what Shankara says here. What Shankara says here is that an ajnani differentiates the self and the non-self. How does he differentiate that? Because he is concentrated on the not-self. When a person is concentrating on the not-self, then that means he is ignoring the self. Whereas for a jnani, there is no self and not self, everything is Brahman. So let's consider this, that we have the Atman and Anatma. So we have the self and the not self. So an ajnani sees only the not self and considers himself as the self as the not self. So the self is ignored and the not self is focused on. Whereas a sadhaka, from an ajnani, after the ajnani realizes he is ignorant, thereby he seeks knowledge. So a sadhaka then differentiates the Atman and Anatman, and unlike the ajnani who is focusing on the not self, the sadhaka focuses on the self. So the sadhaka always tries to negate the not self and focus on the self, whereas a jnani doesn't have such a differentiation at all. A jnani doesn't differentiate anything at all because a jnani knows that everything is the self. So Shankara is in a way saying that all sadhakas have to, though Vivekam is one of the prerequisites for jnanam, once a person enters into jnanam, then there shouldn't be any Vivekam as well. Because Vivekam is only when there are two entities. Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekam. Vivekam is when we consider there are two entities, of one is Nityam and one is Anityam. But when we learn that everything is Brahman. If everything is Brahman, there is no categorization of Nityam and Anityam. If there is no categorization, if there is no duality, then we cannot have any Vivekam. So the sadhaka creates such a Vivekam in order to focus on the self. So the ajnani has already created this differentiation because he ignores the self and he focuses on the not-self. So from that state to considering everything as Brahman, the jnani state wherein there is no differentiation, we have to focus on the reality. So a sadhaka shifts focus from the nama-rupam to the Atman, to Sachidanandam. So he also has differentiation. He negates the self from the not self, focuses on the self. But as he progresses, when he becomes a jnani, he will realize that everything is only an illusion in Brahman. Everything is Brahman alone. So the Atma Anatma Vibhagam, the differentiation of Atman and Anatman, is created by the ajnani. But he superimposes the self on the not self because he is focusing on the not self. He focuses on the wrong thing. So he is doing the good thing of differentiating the self and the not self, but he focuses on the not self. That is the problem. So in the next few shlokas, Shankara will explain. Next five shlokas, he gives illustration which he has already explained, the various cases of illusions and namarupam, as to how an ajnani considers his body as the Atman. He considers If you ask him what is the Atman, he will say Deham is the Atman. Such a view is there for an Ajnani. And Shankara gives many illustrations to show as to how an Ajnani sees the Atman, how he is able to see the Atman to be Brahma, to be the body. So he continue, he does that, like, may probably we will we can take one by one as well. Sarpatvena yata rajju rajatatvena shuktika vinirnita vimudhena dehatvena tathatmata. So in the next 5 shlokas, Shankara repeats the second line of vinirnita vimudhena dehatvena tata atmata. Tata, in a similar way, atmata dehatvena, the Atman is considered. Atman is considered as the body. That means body is the Atman. Such a view is vinirnita, has been determined, determined or like concluded. Vimudhena by a vimuda, by an ignorant person. How is the body considered as the Atman? Sarpatvena yata rajju. Yata rajju sarpatvena. Even as a snake is superimposed on the rope. That means even as a rope is considered to be a snake, similarly the Atman is considered to be the body. So vision of illusion causes a person to see the rope as snake. So snake is considered as the reality. Similarly, the body is considered as the reality by an ajnani. And rajatatvena shuktika, even as silver is seen in nacre. So in nacre, a person sees silver. A person considers it as silver because the vision of illusion. Because of a vision of illusion, he considers the nacre to be silver. Similarly, an ajnani sees. A ajnani considers the Atman as the body. So he considers the body as the Atman. So these are like 2 examples of illusions wherein a person sees rope, a snake in rope and nacre in silver. Similarly, gatatvena yata prithvi patatvena iva tantavaha vinirnita vimudhena dehatvena tathatmata. So yata prithvi gatatvena, even as in mud a person sees pot. So pot is considered to be real. The nama rupam is considered to be real. The pot is forgotten. And patatvena iva tantavaha, the cloth, a person concentrates on the cloth instead of the thread. So as a person sees earth as pot in the form and namarupam of pot, considering the namarupam as real, and sees threads, various threads, as the cloth, the namarupam of cloth is considered to be real. Similarly, the Atman is considered to be the body. The body is considered to be the Atman, the namarupam. A person, a jnani, focuses on the namarupam aspect rather than the reality, rather than the sat. Kanakam kundalatvena tarangatvena vaijalam vinirnita vimudena dehatvena tathatmata. So kanakam kundalatvena, even as a person sees kundalam, he sees kundalam in kanakam, in gold, and even as a person sees tarangam, waves in jalam. So jalam is considered to be the tarangam. He sees only tarangam. The namarupam is seen, the underlying reality is not seen. Similarly, the Atman, a person, a ajnani, considers the body as the Atman. He forgets that he concentrates on the namarupam rather than on the underlying reality. So the vision of reality and vision of illusion is very similar. And we have to remember, it might be a bit confusing. For an Ajnani, he ignores the Atman and sees the Anatman. A Sadhaka sees the Atman and differentiates it from the Anatman. Whereas a Jnani sees everything as Brahman, because he knows Namarupam is Mithya. Purushatvena Vaisthanuhu Jalatvena Marichika Vinirnita Vimudena Dehatvena Tathatmata. So Sthanu, a post or a lamp post or a stick is considered as a person, as a living being. And Jalatvena Marichika. So the desert is considered to be Marichika. Marichika is water, or water in desert. Similarly, even as these illusions happen, even as an Ajnani has these visions rather than the Jnani, similarly an Ajnani with respect to Vedanta, with respect to the ultimate reality of Brahman, such an Ajnani who is ignorant of Brahman, he sees the body as the Atman. So Shankara gives one more example, one more shloka with two examples to show the same thing. Grihatve naiva kashtani khadgatve naiva lohata vinirnita vimudena dehatve natatatmata. So, even as grihatvenaiva kashtani, kashtam means wood. So, kashta, wood is considered as the house. So, the nama rupam of house is considered real rather than the reality of wood. And lohata, kadgatvenaiva lohata, kadgatvenaiva. Kadgam means sword, and loham is iron. So as a sword, which is a nama rupam in iron, is considered real than iron. Similarly, a person considers the Atman, Deham, the Atman to be Deham, Atman to be the Deham. So the Deham is considered as the Atman. So Shankara here gives 10 examples of illusions. One is snake seen in rope. Second is nacker, silver seen in nacker. Third is pot seen in mud, considering pot as real. So the first two examples we can say that those are examples of illusions. Second, like the third and fourth, pot seen in earth and clothes seen in threads, those are not examples of illusions but considering the Namarupam. So one is cases of illusion in which something else which doesn't exist that is seen, and the second is cases of Namarupam. Namarupam is unreal. Namarupam is an illusion, even like the illusion of seeing a snake in rope. Snake seen in rope is not real, whereas the pot seen in rope, pot seen in mud, is empirically real. So the snake seen in rope is at the world level. If we ignore the paramarthika reality, the ultimate reality, and we consider empirical reality, reality of the waking world, then snake seen in rope is empirically unreal. But the pot seen in earth is empirically real. But the difference is the pot seen in mud or earth is Namarupam, and Namarupam is Mithya. So it is same as the other illusion. So we can have two different cases. One is like empirically unreal, and one is empirically real but doesn't have any reality because it is only a Namarupam. Namarupam might appear to be real, but empirically also it is unreal. But we can say it is two different types. One is empirically fully unreal, and second is empirically Namarupam. Namarupam is also unreal. We can extend it that way. So the first is snake seen in rope. Second is silver seen in nacre. Third is pot seen in earth. Fourth is clothes seen in threads. The fifth is kundalam. Various gold ornaments are seen in gold. And the sixth is waves, etc. Waves, bubbles, etc. seen in jalam, in water. Seventh is purushatvena sthanuhu. In a stick or a lamppost, a person is seen. And eight is water seen in desert. Nine is like house seen in wood. And 10 is with respect a sword seen in iron. So even as is the case with each of these illusions, similar is the illusion of considering the body to be the Atman. So Ajnani sees the Atman as real. So the reality or Sat aspect of Atman is superimposed on the body. So when we deal or if and when we deal with Brahma Sutra or any of the advanced works, we can discuss in depth as to how these illusions happen. But at this point, it will be too confusing and will not be able to understand it. So simple thing is this: the Atman, the body is considered to be real, the body is considered to be I, the body is considered to be the Atman by an Ajnani. For an Ajnani, the Deham is the Atman. So such an illusion is like all other illusions. Okay, I see pot in earth, pot in mud, but what is the fault in that? It is real and it gives me happiness. So what is the fault in that? What is the problem of such a vision? Even like that, I can consider the Deham also as the Deham, as the Atman. What is the fault in that? Let's say a person sees pot in earth, pot in mud. As long as he considers the pot as real, he'll be attached and associated with the pot. If he is attached to the pot, there can be association is of two types, either attachment or aversion, either ragam or dvesham. So if he has ragam towards the pot, then his happiness, his sukham is dependent on the pot. Okay, what is the problem with happiness being dependent on another entity? There is no fault in that if pot was real. The pot is not real. The reality of pot is only for few moments, few minutes, few days, few months or few years. After that, the pot will vanish. The pot will merge into its substratum of mud. If we don't know, if we don't apprehend the truth that pot is only nama rupam, pot is an illusion in mud, then our happiness, which is dependent on the pot, will be converted to sorrow when the pot ceases to exist. So if we consider the pot as real, then our happiness will be limited. Our happiness out of the pot will be limited. Oh, I see pot as pot and not as mud, but still I am not attached to it. Such a situation can never happen. If there is something in the world and you see something, you can have only three attitude towards it. One is you have to get attached to it. Two is you have to be averted, or you have to have aversion towards it. Three is an indifferent opinion. Thousands of people were killed in tsunami, but I am least bothered about it because I am indifferent to it because I don't know them. They are not related to me in any way. Such an indifferent aspect is also a problem because we can never have an attitude of indifference towards everything. At some point of day, we will be in contact with something. If we are in contact with some entity, then that indifference will be converted to either attachment or aversion. We cannot avoid it. So as long as we are indifferent to tsunami, afflicted people, it's fine. But the world is not just tsunami afflicted people. The world is composed of other people with whom we interact on a day-to-day basis. And the people whom we interact with daily, we will be affected by them, either attachment or aversion, if we consider the Nama Rupam as real. So as long as we consider the Nama Rupam as real, will be affected by it. So seeing thought as real will lead us to sorrow. Similarly, seeing the body as the Atman, considering the body as real, considering oneself as the body will lead to sorrow, because the body consists of changes. If the body is undergoing vriddhi, growth, or like positive growth or good growth, then we'll be happy. But the body is temporary, it's always changing, so there will be a state when the body undergoes kshayam or decay or disease as well. So when disease or decay happens for the body, then since we consider ourselves as a body, since we consider the body as real, we will become affected by it, and at that time we will have to start crying. So that's the reason why when a person grows old and it's about to leave the world, the person will be totally crying. Why? I can't eat laddus. Why can't I eat laddus? Because there is no teeth. Okay, still you can chew. You can like make it into piece and chew. No, I have digestion problems. So that is the problem. Like even when a person is about to die, still he considers the world to be the Namarupam in the world to be real, thereby he is attached to it. So he becomes sad because he cannot enjoy it. This the same applies to even Saguna Bhaktas or even Sandhya Vandanam and other activities in the world. Any activity forgetting the reality of Brahman will lead to sorrow only. So there are people who are devoted to a particular Ishwara, devoted to Vishnu, and they do Sandhya Vandanam, the Bhajanam, Vishnu Bhajanam, they read Bhagavatam, etc. daily, it goes well. But when they become old, then they are not able to do that Bhajanam. Okay, CDs are there, you can put and play them, you don't need to read, but still can't hear because I am old, ears are not working properly. Then sorrow starts. Not only sorrow, then it becomes grudge. Oh, Vishnu, he didn't help me. I was devoted to him for years. I did bhajans for him for 20, 30 years, 30, 40 years I did. Yet, he doesn't pay. He doesn't show any gratitude. He has now left me. He is not supporting me. He is not helping me now. I am not able to do any of these things. So that will be the state at the end of the life. End of life. When this body is left, when the Atman, when the Jiva leaves the body, there will be so many desires. There will be so many desires, so many grudges and things like, I have to do this, I have to do that. Finally, it will end up in next birth. And this goes on and on. Oh, next birth, that is fine. I'll finish it in one birth. That's fine. One birth is fine. I can have few desires, I'll have them and I'll finish it in the next birth. Such statement is utter ignorance, and it is total, what to say, it's not a true statement, because lots of births have gone by for few desires. So one desire starts and then the next comes, it goes on and on and on. As Manu says in Manu Smriti, that if a person thinks he can remove desires, he can eliminate desire by gratifying them, then he is a fool, because it is like pouring ghee onto fire. So a person, there was a film comedy scene wherein the pujari was having a fire, Homakundam, he was doing puja. At that time he wanted to he wanted to extinguish the fire, and thereby he used ghee to put over it. At that time it burnt more. Similarly, there is another comedy wherein as is in Homakundas, they use ghee to a small extent so that fire burns. So Ahuti, it is called Ahuti. Like they use the palm leaves kind of thing, and with that they take small amount of ghee and pour it over fire. So that fire also remains. At that time, it seems like the person in the house, the child in the house, didn't like the Homakunda or the puja itself. So he gave kerosene. And the kerosene was poured on fire, and we know what would have happened. So Manu says beautifully that if we think we can remove desires by enjoying them, a few desires we can enjoy, then it's like pouring ghee onto fire. The fire will grow more vigorously. So there is no end to asha. There is no end to desires. Desire cannot be entered. Asha nashikyato radhura manase. So that's one of Amma's songs starts by telling Asha nashikyato radhura manase, who mind, who hasn't given up desires. Oh mind, please give up desires. That's another way of telling it. So a vision of illusion will create more and more sorrows. It will create desires. It will lead us to more and more janma. So the final outcome of vision of illusion, vision considering the body as the Atman, considering the Nama Rupam as real, is sorrow. Whereas what we really want is Anandam. So wise person, a person need not have learned Vedanta. If he has little bit intellect and he is able to listen to the view of Vedanta, he is able to listen to very few shlokas that Shankara says, then using his intellect he will come to the conclusion that I need Anandam and that I cannot get from the Nama Rupam, so I have to follow Vedanta. And for a sadhaka, the ultimate thing that a sadhaka needs to do is consider everything as Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Yad yad karma karomi tat tad akhilam shambho tava aradhanam. Everything is an aradhanam of Shambhu. Everything is Vishnu. Everything is arpanam to Vishnu. That means everything is Vishnu. Sarvam Vishnumayam or Sarvam Shivamayam, if that is the case. But a jnani would see everything as Brahman. So that is the view of a jnani. A jnani naturally sees everything as Brahman, whereas a sadhaka tries to see, puts effort to see everything as Brahman. And when we put effort, it becomes natural. It leads to the natural state of the jnani. So a person has to always see everything as Brahman. That starts from first considering the Nama Rupam as Mithya, Nama Rupam as the reality, underlying reality. So Dehoham, we can say Dehoham, but we need to understand that Deham is Nama Rupam, Deham is Mithya, and Aham is the Atman. So Deham as the substratum of Atman is real. So Deham as Nama Rupam is unreal, Deham as the substratum of Atman is real. That we have to always remember. If we remember that, then we'll be able to get Anandam. That is what's called as Jivan Mukti or Janma Saphalyam. We can go on explaining again and again and again and again the advantage of it. But in short, in one word, if we summarize as to what is the outcome of Vedantam or outcome of such a vision of seeing everything as Brahman, then it is Anandam. Anandam, Paramanandam, that's what we can say. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.